Today's Shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Nun Beis. We're learning today, Li'ili Nishmas Leo Aaron, Yaakov Yehuda Ben Tzvi. I'm dictating this on Purim morning. I wish everybody a Freilich in Purim. It's Hashem, all of Klai Yisrael should have a day of great Simcha, leading us into the season of Geula. We begin at the two dots, that is about nine lines on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. And we quote the Mishnah. We quote, Hashedra v'hagugolas. Now, that's actually not an exact quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Al Hashedra v'al hagugolas, which actually leads right into the Gemara's question, which I mentioned while we were learning the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah was telling us all different types of tumah that require a Nazir to become tameh from them if he comes into either direct mago, maso, or ohel contact with direct touching, carrying, or underneath the same roof, or going over, or having the tumah go over him. So that makes the person tameh for these types of tumah that would require him not only to become tar from his tumah, but also that would require taglachas. Remember, we did point out that there were certain types of tumah that made you tameh, tumah smeis, however, didn't require taglachas because you didn't have an adequate shear. We'll remind ourselves of that when we get to them in the Gemara as well. But for now, the Mishnah said, Al Hashedra v'al ha-gugolas, whereas the quote here is Hashedra v'ha-gugolas. And that leads into the Gemara's question, Iboyaluhu, Shedra v'gugolas, Tanan Odilmo, O Shedra, O Gulgolas Tanan. Do we have the girsa, so to say, or the bottom line, is that the halacha, that in order for the Nazir to become tummy and require a taglachas of tumah, do you have to come into contact with both the Shedra, which is the spinal cord, the vertebral body, the bones of the spinal column, and the Gulgolas, which is the skull, or is either one of them alone, either the Shedra or the Gulgolas? And that's the question. If it says Al HaShedra, the Al HaGulgolas, one could argue that that's more in agreement with the opinion that you only require contact with one of them, or to Mago Maso Ohel with one of them and not both of them. The Girsa that we have now with the two dots says HaShedra v'HaGugolas, implying that it's both of them. So the Gemara is really asking, which is the correct Girsa to a certain extent? What is the answer? Both or only either one will require the Taglachas Tumah. Oh my Rav. So Rav gives us an answer. And he says, Toshma, we'll answer it from the following Brisa. The following Brisa tells us, now, this brisa is a brisa in the context of telling us things about both tumah and trefa. So we're only interested in the tumah aspect, but the same dinim would apply to make an animal a trefa, to make an animal, even if it's shechted, into a non-kosher animal, because it has certain anatomical defects to it. So we're interested only in the tumah aspect, and we're going to discuss just that. So if you have a shedra, again, if you have the vertebral body, you have the spinal cord bones, Shedra shegeirad rov ilin sheba. If you have a vertebral bodies, and the vertebral bodies, the thoracic ones, are connected to the ribs, and the ribs go around from the back, and they come around to the front, and they protect a person's thoracic cavity. Now, that's the chest cavity. So the Shedra, this bones of the spinal column that are missing, shegirad rov ilin sheba, that most of them were disconnected to the spinal column. So if a person comes into contact with that, he is tahora. That doesn't qualify as making a person tumas meis. However, if they are in the kever, if this is in the grave, so in that situation, afilu mishuberes, even if they're broken, o miforekis, or they're actually detached. And again, the dinim for this we're not going to go into right now, but it's referring here to if they're broken on both sides or detached only on one side. So in this situation, even though if it was outside of the grave, it would not be metameh, but u bekever, if it's in the grave combines them, even though they're detached or broken, afilu mishuberes o miforekis, and tumeya b'pnei hakever. And the person who comes into contact with this or is mahil over this would in fact become tameh because the grave combines them and makes the person tameh. Now that's the brisa that we're interested in. Here we now are going to prove, Rav is going to prove, that the Shedra alone is metame, and therefore the Gulgolas alone would be metame as well. Why is that? Because Tama, we said over here that if the ribs were detached from the spinal column on one side, Tama mishum degiret, that's why you're not tame. Implication being, if you did have the ribs attached to the bones of the spinal column, the vertebral bodies, ha lo girat, then you would in fact be tame. And therefore, shmami not, let's bring a proof over here that a person becomes tame from contact with just O Shedra, O Gugolix Tani, because the Brisa clearly seems to indicate that if they were attached, you would become tame, because it says if they were detached, you don't become tame by implication. Therefore, we can answer our question that even one of the two, either the Shedra or the Gugolix alone, if they're intact, is going to make the person tame. Answer our question. It's Hashedra O Hagugolis. Someone says Labdafka. All the Brisa tells us is that Ha Loktani, it only tells us Ha Kamashulon Bechi Gired Tahora. All this Brisa tells us is that if they are detached, you are definitely not going to be Tomei. But you can't have the implication, Idoch Tiboyloch. If it's not detached, then you still have the question. Do you need it with the Shedra and the Gogolas, or is it just the Shedra or just the Gogolas alone? But the implication here isn't definitive. In fact, the Rice will be telling us that even if you had the skull, but you're missing the spinal column rib attachment, so then it's not going to be Tame the person, even though there's a skull over there. And that's what it's teaching us. But the implication, if you just had an intact Shedra, you can't learn out. So therefore, there's no Raya one way or the other. Try again, Toshma. The following brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda tells us, Shisha Dvarim, Rabbi Akiva Metame V'Chacham Metarim. Now this is a long brisa. We spend a little time on this brisa, and this brisa is telling us six things that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim, of which Rabbi Akiva retracted ultimately most of them. We'll see one he did not retract, and we're also going to have a question over here, try to bring us a raya that there really are seven things in this brisa. We'll give four answers to why there are only six things that are listed over here, even though we're going to say seven things. So again, the brisa starts off, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, there are six things, Shisha Dvarim, that Rabbi Akiva was metame, whereas the Chacham said if you had come into contact with these things, Maga, Maso, or Ohel, then the Chacham said you don't become tame, you are still Tohar. And the Brisa continues, Yehuda continues, and he says, V'chaza bo Rabbi Akiva. Ultimately, Rabbi Akiva retracted his position, and he agreed with the Chachamim that you would be, in fact, not Tomei, coming into contact with these six items. Now, in a moment, we'll say what those six things are. But for now, the Brisa continues, and it tells us, U'maisa, there once was a Maisa Shohoya, Sheheviu Kupa Malaya Atzomos. They brought a box, a basket full of bones, lebeis haknesses shel tarsium. They brought it to the beis haknesses of tarsium. Now, there are two different interpretations of what tarsium are. The standard interpretation is that this is tsorfei nechoshes. That's what the Tosos, the Rosh, and the first interpretation of the Mefarish over here say, that this is people that deal with smelting copper, coppersmiths. But the Mefarish also brings down that it could be the place of Tarsus. So it was the base Knesset of Tarsus. In any event, they brought this box full of bones to this shul, and they kept it outside, v'nichu ba'aver, so the people inside wouldn't become tame. And then they brought all the anatomy specialists, they brought several doctors, and Ichlas Todus Harofe, he's a very famous doctor that's mentioned in many places, he was big Talmud Chacham and a doctor, and he brought his colleagues with him, B'chol Harofim Imo, and they went to go and examine these bones to see whether they came from one corpse or whether they came from more than one corpse. Ultimately, they decided, the Amru, Ein Kan Shedra Mimeis Echad, they ultimately decided that there was not just one person's bones over here, but it was a mixture of more than one person's bones, and therefore, we don't have the rest of the story in the Gemara, but Tosus brings down, so they went around to see, is this metame or not, with two people's bones, or one person's bones, is the requirement to be metame if you don't have the complete skeleton of both of them. So can you combine two people to make up the significant amounts of bones that would be metame a person? Now, previously, Rabbi Akiva had said, yes, you could, and the Chacham say, no, you don't. So here they asked Rabbi Akiva first for his opinion. They let him go first, and he had retracted, and he said, no, anybody coming underneath the ohel with these bones in it, since it comes from two different people, would not become tame. And they said, oh, we agree with you, and they paskin that you would be tahar in this situation. So that's the continuation of the story. But the brisa continues for us, and it says, tamo deleko shedra demechada. You see over here that the reason they were not metame was because it was from two people, this shedra, and not from one person. But implication being, ha'ika, if there had been, in fact, O Shedra alone, O Gugolis alone, demechada, if you would, in fact, had just one person's intact spinal column, or one person's intact skull, In fact, it would have been Tame. Ah, Nasa Megaleach Aleha, because that's what this Braisa is implying. Shma Minah, O Shedra, O Gulgolistan. Now we can answer our question. The Mishnah's Girsa is really O Shedra, O Gulgolis. That's the way you have to understand the Mishnah. And therefore, let's bring this Braisa from Rabbi Yehuda as a proof that it's O Shedra, O Gulgolis. Shmuel says, no. Lav Dafka. Again, you could read this Braisa as follows. Lomi Boy Kamar. What Todos and his colleagues were saying that this is from two persons, these bones, he was saying, Lomi Boy is certainly Shedra of the Gugolas, the Mimes Echod Leka. Certainly, we don't have an intact spinal column and an intact skull, both of them from a single mace. But we don't even have over here El Afilu, O Shedra Mimes Echod, O Gugolas Mimes Echod Leka. We don't even have one intact spinal column or one intact skull from even one mace. But Lav Davka, that if they had that, they would be Tame. They were just stressing that you don't have the requirements here from one mace to have an intact Shedra and Gulgolas. So you can't bring a Raya from here that they implied that if you had only an intact spinal column from one person or only an intact skull from one person, that it would be Metame. So again, no Raya one way or the other. Try again. Toshma Miminyona. But in continuing of this Braisa, there were other things that were mentioned that now we'll try to bring a Raya from. It said in this Braisa, there were six things that Rabbi Akiva disagreed with the Chachamim, and he ultimately retracted. What are those six things now? Umahein shisha dvarim shrabi Akiva metame. What were the six things that Rabbi Akiva said originally were tame, if a person came into contact with it with mago, maso, or ohel? And the Chachamim were metare. And the Chachamim said, no, you are tahar still in these situations. So the Gemara now is going to list six things. And the question will be, but you're really listing seven things. So, al eder min hames shaba mishnei mesim. The first one that Rabbi Kiva said you become tummy with is if you come into an eder min hames that comes from two different people. So you have, let's say, half of the shear of the eder min hames from one person, the other half from another person. So Rabbi Kiva says that makes you tummy. The Chacham say you're not. Similarly, val eder min achai shaba mishnei bnei adam. If you have an eder min achai that comes from two people, so in that situation, you would again, according to Rabbi Akiva, become Tame. According to Chacham, you would not. So that's two. The third one, V'alchatzi kav atzamos shabob mishnei mesim. If you remember, we had said that a revius kav, you become Tame, but you don't have the taglachas. But with a chatzi kav, you do have the taglachas tumah for the nazir. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, even if it comes from two mesim, and you have a chatzi kav, that makes you Tame, whereas the Chacham say, no, you only need one, you must have only one person from two people, you won't become Tame. That's number three. Number four, the al revius dam habo mishnayim. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you have a revius dam, that makes you tame. Now everybody agrees with that chacham, but they say it has to be from one person. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says it comes from two people. And we had discussed this particular machlokis as well the other day. Rabbi Akiva bases it upon the pasuk the al nafshos meis. He uses the lashon nafshos, and therefore he says that means even more than one person it can come from. If you have a revius, you're going to be tame. And the chacham say no, it has to be from one person. That's number four. Now, number five, Bial etzem kisaora shenechlach lishnayim. If you have the minimum shear of a bone, which is an etzem kisaora, now here this is not with ohel, this is only with maga and masa, as we pointed out previously, but if you come into contact with an etzem kisaora, so everybody agrees, with maga and masa, you become tome. But here it was broken into two component parts. So you had a half of an etzem kisaora and a half of an etzem kisaora. Rabbi Kiva says they can combine, and the Chacham say, no, they don't combine in this situation. So this is their fifth machlokus. And finally, and here's a critical point, the sixth machlokus is the Hashedra, the Hagugolas. You have a machlokus between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim about the Shedra and the Gugolas. So if they come from one person, everybody agrees that you're Tomei. But if they come from two people, so Rabbi Kiva says you're still Tomei, and the Chachamim said no. Now here we had said Rabbi Kiva retracted this. As we'll see, he retracted all six of these items, although we'll see that one he didn't retract, and we'll have to explain that because there are really seven items over here. So here's the proof that the Gemara is finally giving, that the Shedra and Gugolas are together according to this understanding, and that you need both of them according to everybody. Because Rabbi Akiva here says that the Shedra and the Gugolas coming from two people are Matame. But he says this is number six, and he includes Shedra and Gugolas. So we turn to Nunbeis Omer Aleph. Here's the point that we're trying to make. V'isolka daituch o Shedra o Gugolas. If you're telling me that it's either of the two, a Shedra or a Gugolas from two different people, so then you have seven. Hani shiva havyun. And we said it's only six. So it must be that the Shedra and Gugolas go together. And therefore, this answers our question that to be metame from one person, everybody agrees that you're metame if it's one person's intact, Shedra and Gogolas. Here we see that it's both of them, the Shedra and the Gogolas, and not the Shedra or the Gogolas. Oh, because there are six, and if you had Shedra separate from Gogolas, it would have been seven. That is the Gemara's proof, and the Gemara gives us four terutzim why that's not correct, and it gives us a mnemonic for it. So the Gemara says, Ki ketane, and it gives us simin yochid, shehu, gilach, the echad. This is a mnemonic for four answers that we're about to give. It is really seven, but we're only counting six for the following reason. Each of them is going to say, yes, I agree that there could be seven. In other words, the Shedra o Gogolas could be the answer, and why then is it not seven? There's only six. We'll have four answers because, according to this opinion, there are seven. So we'll have to explain why it listed it as six. So the answer number one is Kol hecha de pligi alei rabim lafuki etzem kisora de yochid hu de poligalei. It said six of the seven because six of the seven, it's the chachamim against Rabbi Akiva. The seventh one, which is etzem kisora, it's Rabbi Akiva against a single Tana. So it didn't list that as seven, it listed it as six, that it's chachamim against Rabbi Akiva. And then there's also a seventh one, which is a yachid against the yachid. What is that seventh one? That's the etzem kisora, as we see from the following brisa, the Tanya. Etzem kisora shenechlach lishnayim. The minimum share, everybody agrees, for a bone to be metame with mago or masa is an etzem kisora. That everybody agrees, no doubt. But if it's broken up into two component parts, you have a half of etzem kisora and then half an etzem kisora, so Rabbi Akiva is metame in that situation. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is metar. So this is a one-on-one machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Akiva is metame and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not. So while there are seven, it only says there are six because it's only talking about six Rabbi Akiva against the Chachamim, plural, and this seventh one, the Etzem Kisora, is Rabbi Akiva against the single Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so that wasn't listed as seven. But in fact, you could read it as O Shedra, O Gogolas, so the real is seven, so you have no Raya. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Vibayi Seymo, Kiketani Avrim and Ameis, when we said Avrim and Ameis, it also included Avrim and Achai Loktani. It's not two separate ones. When we listed Avrim and Ameis, it also was incorporated within that Avrim and Achai. And therefore, there really only are six. There aren't seven. There's six because we combine Avrim and Ameis and Avrim and Achai. And therefore, you could have Shedra and Gogolas separate. And therefore, there is no proof that it's Shedra and Gogolas because there really only are six if you combine Avrim and Ameis and Avrim and Achai as one, not as two. That's Teretz number two. Teretz number three, when the Mishnah said six, when there really are seven, is because kol hecha dinozi megaleach al ahilo. The Mishnah is only listing the six that you're metami with maga, masa, and ohel. And as we pointed out, lafuki etzem kisora, the lo metami, but ohel is only metami b'maga and masa. So therefore, the Mishnah lists seven, and therefore could be Shedra Ogogolas. Not a problem. But why is it listing six and then not seven? Is because it only lists six that you're metame ba'ohel for. The seventh one is only metame b'maga and masa. So you could read it as Shedra o Gogolas, and that's why it says six and not seven. That's Teretz number three. Teretz number four, v'yibayi seima kiktani, when the Mishnah says six and not seven, is because it's listing kol hecha dohoder bei Rabbi Akiva. It's only listing the six that Rabbi Akiva retracted, but the seventh one he didn't retract from. Lafuke, the Ravi is dam situation, the lo hoder bei. The Rabbi Akiva was not retracting his opinion when you have a Ravi is dam coming from two different mesim, so he says that still is going to be metame if you come into contact with it. Because he still held that way, that was the one he didn't retract. So when we said six, and yet we're counting seven, if you count Shedra o Gogolas as two separate entities, it's not a stira to say six, because it's six that Rabbi Akiva retracted. And the seventh one, he retained his position, and that's the Ravi Yisdam coming from two nefashos. And we have a proof to this, because the Amale Rebbe, Levar Kapara, Rebbe tells, now, the Tosafot says to his Talmud Bar Kapara, he really was a Talmud Chaver, you find Bar Plukta of Rebbe is Bar Kapara throughout Shas. But here, Rebbe is teaching him also, so Rebbe is his Rebbe, albeit, ultimately, Bar Kapara becomes a Talmud Chaver to Rebbe and can argue with him. And Rebbe teaches him as follows, Lo Tishne Revi is Dam B'Chazor. When you're telling us this Brisa, that Rebbe Akiva retracted, so don't say that he retracted on this din, he retracted on the other dinim. And this din, we know that Rabbi Akiva didn't retract because Shahare Limudo Shrabi Akiva Biyado. As Tosus explains, he would constantly say this. He would constantly tell people, no, Ravi is Dam from two people is in fact Metame. And in fact, Ba'od, furthermore, Hamikra Messiah, he brought a very strong riot from the pasuk, Yal Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. It said Nafshos, which implies plural, even from two people if the Revi'is Dam comes. So therefore, that's why the fourth reason why it says six, even though there are seven possibly, if you say Shedra Ogul Golas, is because six he retracted, but the seventh one, the Revi'is Dam from Shtei Nafashos, he did not retract. And just to show you that this is really true, we bring another brisa that says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Yomav Hoyo Metame. Throughout his entire lifetime, Rabbi Akiva did not retract. However, Im Mishameis Chazabo in Yodea. But he said it in a somewhat lighthearted way. I don't know if he retracted when he died. After his death, maybe he retracted. But that was Rabbi Shimon trying to be emphatic to show that Rabbi Akiva, his Rabbi, didn't retract. But Rabbi Shimon felt that this was a little bit of a too lighthearted and a loose comment to make about his Rabbi to say, I don't know if he retracted after his death. So Tana, it says, Hushkaru Shinov, Rabbi Shimon fasted so many years that his teeth became black. And they became black, Hushkaru Shinov, Mipnei Tani Yosef. He kept on fasting and fasting and fasting to do kapara, to do an atonement for the fact that he felt that he was in some way pogea on the cover of his great Rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, by saying, I don't know if he retracted after he died. He was just trying to be emphatic to say that Rabbi Akiva never retracted this din. Don't say that Rabbi Akiva retracted this din. After all, there was this brisa that suggested Rabbi Akiva retracted. So therefore, he said, no, Rabbi Akiva never retracted this din, but he used a comment that he felt was a little bit inappropriate to say maybe he retracted after he died, but he certainly didn't retract in his life. So therefore, he fasted many fasts, and his teeth became black from emaciation, from not eating. That's how much the Gemara is telling us he felt terrible that he somehow, in some very, very small and inconsequential way, felt that he was pogam on the cover of his great Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. No, bottom line, we still don't have an answer to our question. Does it mean in the Mishnah, Shedra o Gugolas, or does it require that you have to have the Shedra and the Gugolas? Try again. Toshma from the following Brisa. The Tanya, it says in this Brisa, and now here we have a machlokes between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and then the Rebbe of Beis Shammai, Shammai. Beis Shammai didn't always. We have several places where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel could disagree with their Rebbe, Shammai and Hillel, respectively. And here we don't have Hillel mentioned at all. We just have the three-way machlokas between Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and the Rebbe Shammai. Now, we start the brayso as follows. Beis Shammai Yomrim, that in order for a person to be metame via Tumas Oel, there has to be underneath the same roof, Rova Atzomos Minhu Atzomim. You have to have the majority of the bones present. Or, O Mishnayim O Mishlosh, or at least two or three bones. In other words, the simple reading of this is that one bone won't do it. But if you have two or three bones, and certainly majority, so then this would present a case of Tumas Oel if a man came underneath the same roof. Beis Hillel disagrees, or seemingly Beis Hillel disagrees. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, no, you need Rova Min HaGvir, you need the majority of the bones of the body, or Merov Binyan, Omirov Haminyan. This majority could be the majority of the binyan, which we had said previously was the thigh and the shin. So that was the either two shok and one yerech, or two yerech and one shok. So that's the rov of the binyan. It's the rov of the binyan because that's the majority of the height of a person. And or may rov haminyan. Or there are 248 bones. So we said if you have 125 of those bones, so then you're going to become tummy. So it seems that Beis Shammai holds that even more than one will get you tummy under Tumas Ohel, and Beis Hillel says you need the majority of either the binyan or of the minyan. And to say that that's a machlokis is incorrect, the Gemara tells us. The Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Yecholani lasos divri Beis Shammai divri Beis Hillel kiyachad. There is no machlokis over here. Understand the words as follows. Beis Shammai omrim, mishnayim o mishlosha, it means two or three bones, o mishnei shokayim v'yerech echad, o mishnei yerechayim v'shok echad. That's exactly like Beis Hillel. You need the majority of the binyan, which is either two of the yerech or two of the shok, and one of the other. And the reason for this is because ho v'rov gov v'shalotim migova. This makes up the majority of the height of the person. When you take the leg bones, the two leg bones, the femur and either the tibia and the fibula, at the bottom of the leg, there's a double bone running up that leg over there. So when you take the majority of these two bones, that's the majority of the height of a person. So therefore, they're actually saying the same thing as Beis Hillel, that it's rov binyan. And when they said rov atzamos, that's rov minyan. Or Beis Hillel omrim, the same thing. Min hagavia, when they say the majority, omi rov binyan, omi rov minyan. So they're saying the same thing as Beis Shammai. Ho, v'yeshdan, b'mifrike, yodayim, v'raglayim, many, many, many bones. So you need to have the majority of the bones of these small little bones in the hand. So therefore, Rabbi Yoshua says that there actually is no machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Where is there a machlokas? It's only with the Rabbi Shammai. Shammai Omer. Shammai tells us no. Afilu etzem min hashedra. Oh, min hagugolas. Even if you have a single bone that comes from either the shedra or the gugolas, so a single vertebral column or a single bone of the skull, so that will in fact be metame. So clearly, the opinion of Shammai is that it's shedra o gugolas. But we want to bring a riot to here that the others would be so far away if they were to say that it's shedra and gugolas that you need. So mistama, the others also hold that it's shedra o gugolas that you would need to have intact. And therefore, there we want to bring a riot not only from Shammai, but from the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. They wouldn't be so far apart from Shammai that they would say that you require both the shedra and the gugolas, and Shammai says you only need one bone from either one of the two. So therefore, we want to bring a riot from everybody here that it's shedra o gugolas. Gemara says, lav dafka. Maybe it's possible that Shammai's opinion, the Machmir, is so much so that it's so far away from Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that in fact they hold shedra and gugolas. So therefore, while Shammai certainly holds its way, you can't bring me a raya that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel hold that it's shedra o gugolas. So what it says, Liv showed me na. So let us learn from here that Tamor, now we have the gear so de Beis Shammai, but it should be Shammai, as the Bach and the source of Shas tell us. So Tamo de Shammai de Machmir. The reason is that Shammai is very, very Machmir over here. Implication being Harabonon, so they therefore say from the answer that we gave, Shammai is so Machmir that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are so far away, so let's learn then the other way. Harabonon Adika Shedra Vilgugolas. So it seems that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both say then that you need both the Shedra and the Gugolas because you're saying Shammai is so far apart from them. Well, says lo, you can't bring me right from that either, because ad kan lo pligi rabbanon alei de Shammai ela biyetzem echad the osi ben hashedra and agulos. No, because you could learn it like we wanted to say the first time that in fact Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing with Shammai in regards to a single bone. That Shammai says a single bone from either the shedra from the vertebral column or from the skull is going to be metame. The skull is actually made up of four bones that become a single bone. The sutures, which is the area separating the bones, all become fused together. So the skull is also made up of different bones. So in any event, the machlokas of Shammai and Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is that Shammai holds a single bone from either the shedra or the gugolas is going to be metame. However, avol hecho deisa beinei. But if they are together, it's not broken up. You have all of the shedra or the gugolas. It could be even one. So again, we don't have a clear raya what the opinion of the Chacham is. Are they so far away from Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel from their Rebbe Shammai, or are they closer, and that the Machlokas could be Shedra and Gugolas, or Shedra o Gugolas, so we still don't come to an answer. So we leave this also as an Iboy de Lo Shitalei. Now we're going to still focus in on one additional point. So we had learned previously that when you're dealing with a Rova Kav of bones, so it does transmit Tumah to a person. However, the Nazir is not Megaleach until you have a Chatzi Kav. So this was one of those exceptions to the rule that I alluded to early in the Shir and we had previously, that the Nazir is only going to have his Taglachas of Tumah if it's a Chatzi Kav of bones. But everybody becomes Tumah if they come under the same roof, if they're Mahil on a Rova Kav of bones. So now the Gemara is going to ask the question, does this apply to the Shedra and the Gugolas as well? Boy, Rami Bar Choma. When we said that Rova Atzomus bin Shedra v'Gugolas, my. When we said that you have to have a Rova Kav from the Shedra and the Gugolas, did it mean Kiktani Chatzi Kav Atzomus? Then when we said that you have to have a Chatzi Kav for the Nozir to do a Taglachas on, that's Hecha the Ika Mishar Evarav. That's from the other bones of the body. However, Avo Min Shedra v'Gugolas, the Chaniri, since they're stricter, even Afilu Rova Atzomus would be good, because Shedra alone and Gugolas alone are going to be Metame, and therefore, just like they're stricter here, that you don't need Rov Minyan or Rov Binyan, so too, maybe they're stricter in the din of Chatzi Kav, that maybe if you have a Rova Kav of either the Gugolas or of the Shedra, that you would in fact have to be Metame. Or do we say, no, there's no difference. Just like you obviously need a Chatzi Kav, you need a Chatzi Kav over here as well from the Shedra and the Gugolas, not from just one or the other. You need a Chatzi Kav here as well. if you need both the Shedra and the Gugola, so it's not a stricter din, and therefore the same din applies, not a Rova Kav for Taglachas, but a Chatzi Kav. That's Rami Bachama's question. On my Rava, Rava gives us a teretz as follows. Toshma, the following Mishnah says, Hashedra v'hagugolis, our Mishnah said you have Shedra and Gugolis. Now, v'isoka daitach rova atzamos da'osim in Shedra v'gugolis v'chomi. If you're telling me that this din is stricter, so then listne, it should have said, al rova atzamos haba min ha-shedra v'chule. And don't say, min ha-shedra v'hagugolis. From the fact that it said Shedra and Gugolis, let us learn that it means both of them, and it's not stricter, and that you need a chatzikav even from here as well. So Gemara says, no, this is not a good raya. V'harav hu d'amar, because Rav himself was the one that said, lo nitzricha ela lishedra v'gugolis she'em behem rova atzamos. This is needed to teach us the case where the Shedra and the Gugolis together don't have a rova kav worth of atzamos. Now, if Rav says this is actually needed to teach us that there is a possibility that the Shedra and the Gugolis can have less than a rova kav of atzamos, so then Rava's whole proof from our Mishnah is not true. Because his previous assumption that we had just learned was that it at least has a quarter of a kav. But now if Rava is telling us that it doesn't have a quarter of a kav, that it's possible that it doesn't have a quarter of a kav, then Rava seems to be contradicting himself. So Gemara says, you're right, Rava is contradicting himself. However, Basa, Dishoma, and Rabbi Akiva, once he heard the statement of Rabbi Akiva, so therefore he changed his mind. Now, what is this statement of Rabbi Akiva? That's not so clear. And in Tosef, the Ramaschu, Basa, Dishoma, and Rabbi Akiva, he says, Kach Kosub Kol Asvarim. This is the Girsa that we have in all the Asvarim, Velo Sparish Maral. And he says, it's not sure where this is coming from, Vigimgum, and it's actually possibly a mistake. Velo Mistafina Miravusa. And if I wasn't scared from what Rabbeim would say, I would have said, Havamina, Tosef says, Sheish Chisarim Bisvarim, that there's something missing over here. And Tosus gives a totally different understanding of how to learn this Gemara. Towards the end of this Tosus, however, he brings down for the Rabbeinu of Yaakov that he was dochak liyashev girsas asfarim bosa dushomim Rabbi Akiva, to keep this girsa from Rabbi Akiva, v'ochi perusho. And this is the understanding. And it's based upon Rabbi Akiva's statement from a Mishnah in Ahlos. And that Mishnah in Ahlos states, the kochoshiv rova, and the girsa should be, as you can see in the Runsberg, rova atzomos habo mishne mason. And as well, v'shedra v'gugolis mishne mason. And you see from there that if the shedra and the gugolis each have at least a rova kav of bone, so then there'd be no reason to mention them separately. How would they be any different from the rest of the bones in the body? So it must be, and this is where Rava heard it, Basa d'shamah Rabbi Akiva, that it's possible they could have less than a quarter kav of bone, even in the complete state. And therefore, you can't use our Mishnah to teach us that there's something more chumridic or special about a Shedra and a Gugolis, and therefore Rava's proof falls apart. Okay, this last part of the shiur was a little bit complicated. We'll stop over here. I want to mention that today was also the yahrzeit of Tamara Klein, her second yahrzeit, her neshama shevin aliyah, and she should be a melitza yashara for her family. With this, we conclude today's shiur.